Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three. During this break here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. We call it the Fan Sports Network. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Wednesday morning. You doing all right over there, Casey? You doing okay? Thumbs up? Yeah, thumbs up. We're doing good.
We're doing good.
We're doing good. We're finding our way through. We'll figure it out, all right? We got a couple more hours to go here. We do have a lot to get to in this hour of radio. Lucy Burge will join us coming up top of the hour. I got some football stuff and my notesies that I'd like to talk about. Comments coming in on Blazer Vision that we ended the last hour on. Let me see here. Blazer Vision worked for me to rewatch the game the next day most of the time.
Perfect.
I remember a game or two where the app was kind of messed up, but generally it worked.
Okay.
So that came in.
What is the yearly price for that? Is it 120?
120. You can do it on a month-to-month basis if you want.
Yeah, so. But the full year gives you a discount.
120 for the year.
Okay.
So
if I can rewatch and record and or start late, I'm in.
I'm all about
because
it.
Because the antenna thing is just, I got to unplug and plug in because I have a TV in my room. So it's like, I want to go upstairs now. I got to plug that thing in.
It's a whole problem, dude.
Can't
move rooms. I'm not going to unplug and then replug. Yeah. I don't want to do that. Also, listeners upset with the way I say antenna. Antenna. Am I saying it? Antenna?
How were you saying before?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why don't you learn to talk?
I'll try and give
that
a shot.
Put that on your resume.
That is not something that's strong on my resume right now. A couple of thoughts of the fan text line, too. I used to help former incarcerated people get jobs. I wrote a resume for a prostitute that said independent entertainment consultant with great customer service and cash handling skills. All of it's true. I don't see the lie. Another one, I put a high up position for a company that doesn't exist anymore on my resume.
Yeah, why would you not say Enron?
Nobody, nobody's going to know, dude. Nobody has any clue.
Corporate executive Enron. And then do the year before they got caught and blew up.
Enron, what?
Why would you not?
I want to start the third hour, not the final hour. The third hour of the show is something fun, and I...
Like, if you said you were a general manager at...
you don't need to know it's my fantasy football team.
What's the old G.I. Joe's?
Yeah, the G.I. Joe's doesn't exist anymore. Who are you going to check there?
General Manager, Circuit City.
Yeah.
Who are you going to call?
Yeah, Blockbuster. I used to run Blockbusters up and down the West Coast.
Because I'm going to give you my wife's number and call him Ted, and then answer is Ted.
Yeah. I've done that for people before. People have asked me if they can put my number down as somebody that gets called for something. And I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, dude. I'll run cover for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've had that before.
I was supposed to do that with a family member who was applying to be either an ambulance driver or... Or no, what's the dispatch operator?
Like the 911 phone answerer
person?
Yeah,
that's a very serious job.
Very serious
job. You have to have
job.
Like absolute concrete references, and they're like, can I put you down? And I said, I'd be honored to take that phone call.
I'll take that call. I got you.
Dude, nobody can lie for somebody better than me.
No, I got you covered. I'll run that screen. The cops are chasing you. I'll set the pick. I'll free you.
They're going to wonder at the end of that phone call why you didn't get the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Holy crap.
From blowing sunshine up your butt all day long. Is this, is it sad, funny, embarrassing, cool, or all of the above?
Your sex life?
No, my sex life is none of it. Well, embarrassing, probably. There's something that happened on Monday that I had never seen before. And I don't know if other cities do this. I don't know if other teams do this. And I'm wondering, would you, if you lived in the city, mm-hmm. would you want to be involved with this? Or would you look at it and say, oh my God, can we never do this again? There is a tradition in the city of Pittsburgh.
Here we go.
Did you see this story? Please tell me you didn't see this.
I don't think I saw this.
Every year in the city of Pittsburgh, on October 13th, so that was on Monday, there is a massive crowd of people that get together Monday, October 13th, every year. And they set up lawn chairs. They set up blankets. They sit down. It looks, it's kind of like looking like a Pioneer Square kind of place. You know, there's like a general population area. Everybody gets together, sits down. And they get together to listen to the radio broadcast of the last time the Pittsburgh Pirates won the World Series on the anniversary of the game.
Oh, because they won it on October 13th.
On October 13th in 1960. They have an,
that was the last time the Pirates won the World Series?
Been a long time ago, Bob. They put up a scoreboard, and they run like a, you know, like the Wrigley Field where they're like running like 1-0 in the first inning, and a guy like runs the scoreboard as they listen to the radio broadcast, and these people get together.
They won it in 79.
I don't know what 1960 is different. I don't know what the difference is. I have no clue. I'm just telling you, they get together every year in Pittsburgh on October
13th.
I think
13th. That was Bill Mazeroski's
walk-off home run in Game 7.
Walk-off home run.
There you go. So they get together every year to celebrate this on Monday, October, well, not Monday,
so not
October
the 79 13th. Title, we're talking about the 60 title.
Only the 1960 championship they do this for. Only the 1960
They don't do
title.
Anything for the 79 title? The more recent one?
I don't know. If we had something like this for the Blazers in 1977.
If they did this for, you know, Sean's and you did it in downtown.
Like a Pioneer Square re-airing of Game 6 of the NBA Finals.
People would go. What was that, June 4th, 6th?
It's in the summer. It's nice weather.
Right?
Like, would you make fun of the people that were there or would you be one of the people that are there?
Well, I'd never be a person that was there, but I also wouldn't make fun of somebody for being there given the current state of things.
This is all we have to lean on.
Well,
this is all
I mean,
we got
think
to go
about
on.
This. Is I'm trying to think of, like, I bet you would do this for Oregon.
So the way I saw this was somebody joking about Penn State fans getting together to watch YouTube highlights of their Cotton Bowl win over Memphis in 50 years. And that was a pretty funny joke.
June 5th, by the way, would be our day.
So June 5th would be our day to get together.
Yes.
I don't think there's any Oregon game that would ever get me to do this.
Why?
Okay. Like in a mass setting. Like, yeah. I'm not saying I would never go back and personally and watch it. Because if Oregon won a national title, I'd probably watch that game 3 times a year.
Okay. Can I defend them?
Yeah, go ahead. Defend away.
Because you clearly are laughing at them.
I mean, this is... Go look at the videos. Like, it's just a lot of old people and they're like keeping book and it's just...
Okay, first of all, let me defend this here, okay?
Young Pirate fans have nothing to cheer about, so I guess this is all they have.
They got Skeens.
Yeah. Well, not for long.
Libby Dunn's like the best thing going for them right now.
For another 6 months.
Hey, until she's at a game.
Until he gets traded.
Okay, so one, at least it's getting older people out socializing. Is that not like an underrated, terrible thing that's happening in society?
Touching
old
some
people
grass.
Just have nobody visiting them. They're isolated. They're alone in a home. Like, at least there's people maybe taking transit and getting together and socializing. Okay? You're underselling that part of this. And two... They're dog crap of organizations. Why not celebrate the last time in your life they were actually relevant?
It is funny because I looked it up too. They won 2 World Series after this. They won in 1971 and in 1979. Now, I think the 1961, it's because it's the walk-off home run in a Game 7, and that's the only time that's ever happened in the World Series history.
So what's the age demographic here where this is... That crowd shrinking? No offense.
I would imagine so.
Or are there younger people are picking up on the tradition that they're going to keep it going even though they didn't witness or watch it?
I mean, my dad's 75. He was 10 years old when that happened. Like, it's, you know, there's not going to be a lot of people left in a number of years that were alive to have even remembered them winning the title.
No doubt.
Very similar to us in 1977. That was our last championship. We're not that far away from...
No, this is no different than us,
right?
Really.
Not a lot of people who haven't won. Their last win was 79. Our last win was 1977. So technically, the Pittsburgh Pirates, who we make fun of in this segment, have won a championship more recently than us.
Is it fair to make fun of more the organization
I just have never seen
than
this...
the people?
Yes.
Because the people are like, yo... At least we had this in our lifetime.
Well, what percentage of the people there, though, were not born in 1960? Because you could be born in 1962 and still be... I mean, what year was Swag born?
1927.
27? So
27.
He probably remembers it then. So he vividly remembers Mazeroski.
I think he leaned into the microphone because he vividly remembers being 22
years old. How do you not remember?
Old.
I was in college when that happened.
Okay, I'm looking at this. It's more of a park setting than I would
it's
say
kind of a park,
Pioneer
yeah.
Square.
It's kind of a park. It looks like almost like a it almost looks like the zoo concert place, if you will. Kind of looks like that a little bit. A
lot of gray hairs on the west side, but I'll say this. Again, lawn chairs, socializing outside.
Okay, so you're going
it's
cool?
It's kind of a fun little thing. They got a mock scoreboard here. Dude, I'm not against this.
You're going cool? Would you do this for the Beavs Rose Bowl win? When was the last time the Beavs won a Rose Bowl?
42.
1942.
Well, clearly.
The radio broadcast of it. Get together.
Talk about things Swag saw in his lifetime.
All right, go Beavs! They got to stop on third down.
We've won the war and the Rose Bowl.
I mean, at least it's something to get together about. I don't know why you're poo-pooing this.
I'm asking the question, should we poo-poo?
Would people laugh at Oregon fan if they did this when Kenny Wheaton's going to score?
Yes, they absolutely would. Because at least this is a championship, and that wasn't a championship.
In the moment, it felt like a championship.
It felt like our championship. It was a very big
you
deal
were
when
little
it
brother
happened.
At that point.
We were little brother.
You needed to beat big brother in something.
And then we grew up.
Well, that's
we got big.
Right. Yeah.
Until Kurt Cignetti came to town.
But that happens in Pittsburgh every year on October 13th.
Now, what's the one that gets you to not laugh at it? Is there
I don't know if there's any. I think I would laugh at all these. Because cities who win regularly would never contemplate doing this.
See, here's where I would laugh. Because I'm looking at this, and it's not like 1,000 people, but it's a good chunk of people, right? Like, in this space that they're holding this rally.
Yeah.
It's not 10 people.
No.
Now, if the Marlins did this for 97 and six people showed up.
That would be an all-timer.
That's where
that would
you
be
start
an all-timer.
To kind of laugh, right? At least they're getting 100-plus people to gather and reminisce and pass on stories. And largely, dude, they're just sitting there chatting baseball and having a good time with their life. You are laughing at people for at least escaping what our reality is in society. And
like,
just
our team is so
something.
Bad, we have to watch highlights of the 1960 World Series.
They're not watching,
here.
Actually. They're listening.
That's true, because I don't think it was on TV. I don't think we had television. Did we have television in the 1960s?
Tape delay.
I don't know if the game was even on TV back then.
I'm going to pull a poll question on one. Blazer fan, would you gather at Pioneer Square?
Every June 5th. Now, that was on TV,
chair.
So you could watch the game. You could put it on TV.
I do think that one was tape
delay. It literally was tape delay, but could watch it.
You'd rather have Sean's.
Yeah.
Right? Because wasn't it Musburger on the call that one?
I believe Musburger called the game for CBS.
And look, Musburger's great. I think people would always pick Sean's. I think people would go to this. And I think they could get as many people.
Somebody asked, do they still go hysterical with the walk-off every time? Do they still go crazy?
That's a great
knowing
question.
Knowing the end, I mean, we all know how it ends. Is it the same reaction every year? So like watching the same movie and over again that has a crazy twist? You're not surprised at the twist. I've seen the movie at this point.
I think it's no different than watching your favorite movie and saying, do you still cry?
Yeah. Yeah, Rudy gets me every time. Man.
See?
Rudy gets me every time.
Who's the wild man now?
Rudy is. That's who.
Yeah.
I tried to get my kiddo to do a Rudy chant the other day. We got all fired up. Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. And he started running around the living room.
What's the age you're going to make him watch that movie, but he's not going to care or
not? Not quite yet. I want to hold it. I want to make sure I hold it until he's fully absorbing of the information. I can't, not yet. Nothing's sticking up there right now. It's all in one ear out the other.
Well, I'd say that's not going to be until about 8, 9, 10 years old.
We hold that until the time is right. When the time is right.
No Rudy until then, huh?
Then, yeah, we're not spoiling Rudy early here. And I'll watch it every year because I always watch it every August before football season starts. So if he's around, he can be allowed to watch it with me. But in terms of sit-down appointment television, no, we got to wait till he can handle the entire thing. So there you go. Sprague says it's cool. We're not making fun of him. Would you attend a rally on June 5th every year celebrating the Blazers' lone NBA championship?
I got something more ridiculous than what you just brought up.
Oh, okay. Well, we can get to that next.
Okay.
We had a conference dunk on a coach. That happened yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw that, but just off the top rope, all-timer. Round of applause deserves, and I want to talk about that. We'll get to it next. 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Firm of Harris and Meringue. Now weekdays 10 to 1.
Those are the kind of guys that I want to go have drinks with, that have this persona on TV. And what we do, you got to be you.
Yeah.
Like, don't fake it. Don't come up with a character.
You turn it up.
You turn it up a little bit. Jason Sukanik says that to me. Don't go to 12, but you know, if you're a 7, turn it to an 8. Maybe a little bit of a 9 every once in a while.
The Firm of Harris and Meringue. Weekdays from 10 to 1 on the Fan Sports Network.
Now, here's a quick look at Portland traffic.
Heading out of Vancouver, I-5 southbound. Traffic is slow from SR 500 onto the Interstate Bridge. It's going to stay slow heading into Portland from before Martin Luther King Boulevard to before 405. I'm Abby Curlett with traffic.
This traffic report brought to you by
Window Nation.
This October, eliminate chilly drafts for good with Window Nation. Right now, the more windows you buy, the more you could save, up to 50% off. Plus, make no payments for 2 years. Sale ends October 31st. Schedule your free estimate at windownation.com. Windownation.com.
Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigLoot.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
It's the Great Notion Brewing Pregame.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy! Where you get previews of your favorite fan shows.
Try to tell you it's a little weird down there.
Great Notion Brewing. Keep beer fun. Visit one of their 3 local tap rooms. GreatNotion.com.
Damn, do they nail it. We know what you want, Daddy.
It's swagalicious. Find out what's on tap with the Great Notion Brewing pregame.
The wonderful philanthropic world. They're changing things.
What did you just say?
I don't know. I'm making words up.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Plans not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply. Wegovy and Ozempic are FDA approved and are the registered trademarks of Novo Nordisk AS, which is not affiliated with Hims and Hers.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers.
At forhers.com/radio, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored to you. These include oral medication kits and compounded GLP-1 injections, the same active ingredient that's in Ozempic and Wegovy. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits starts at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help from Hers. Get started at forhers.com/radio to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/radio. forhers.com/radio.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Quo, formerly OpenPhone, gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Quo lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? Quo automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Quo's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions and use those insights to level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Quo. Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's quo.com/sports. quo.com/sports.
Portland Perks.
Looking for some fun that the whole family can enjoy? Right now, you can get one right bracelet to Oaks Amusement Park and get a second one free. A limited quantity is available only at portlandperks.com. Oaks Park, where the fun never ends.
This is Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
All right, welcome back in. One listener on the YouTube chat asking if Sprague can be the reference for a new nursing school application.
You let me know, dude. Phone number, you can put it down. I'll be there for you. I'll be your Huckleberry.
Harley said, I just got done researching this event, and they did it via Zoom in 2022. So it even carried through.
You're poo-pooing that. How is that not COVID. Awesome? Everybody was isolated and alone and terrified.
Everybody on Zoom.
You're poo-pooing this. I put the poll question up. Would you gather at Pioneer Courthouse Square and listen to Bill Shonley's Game 6 NBA Finals win on June 5th every year, yes or no, at Dirt and Sprague? And yes is overwhelming.
Oh, it's going to blow it away. It's going to blow it away for sure. Sean's on the audio. Somebody texting in the replay of the Blazer game would absolutely fill Pioneer Square if you're on June 5th. And you're, I mean, I know that's the reality. Of course it would fill it. We just had a parade for Damian Lillard coming back to town.
We had a gathering for Dame Lillard to get on stage and said, I'm back!
I'm back, baby! Before we get to your other embarrassing thing that you saw yesterday, can we all make fun of somebody together and give a round of applause to a social media handler? Did you happen to see what Brent Venables said yesterday?
Oh, I sure didn't, Bob.
Okay, he's the head coach at Oklahoma.
I saw a headline that said Big 12 dunks on Venables.
Yeah, so the Big 12 had some fun with this. Venables now, obviously the head coach at Oklahoma, they are in the SEC, but in his first 2 years as the head coach, they were still in the Big 12. They were a Big 12 team. And at his press conference yesterday, Brent Venables was talking about playing in the SEC and all of this strength of schedule stuff's going to get kicked up. We talked about it earlier in the show. And he said, and I quote, "This isn't the old Big 12 days where Oklahoma destroys everybody every week except one game of the year." End quote.
Okay.
And the person who runs the Big 12 conference Twitter handle saw that quote, decided to quote tweet it and add the context of, "Coach Venables lost 8 conference games in his 2 seasons in the Big 12. Period. Just
game blouses.
That's what we call a nutsack on the forehead. You just got dunked on, Brett Venables. I love this idea of like, now it's hard. I mean, back at the Big 12, we used to dominate. Like Oklahoma historically obviously dominated that conference for a long time. But his 2 years there, they were a barely above 500 football team, and they had a hard time winning games in the Big 12. But now we're in the SEC, and that's the reason we're losing those games.
The funny part is the conference that's dunking on him.
Yeah, the Big 12.
I mean, it's the last thing you want is that conference being the one that dunks on you.
I also don't blame him at all. This is a dumb quote from Venables.
Yeah.
If Bob Stoops says this, and you're like, all right. Or Lincoln Riley, even, who I want to say was in the Big 12. Like, he won the conference almost every year he was at Oklahoma.
Dude, from 2015 to 2020, they won the conference.
Every year. So, like, yeah, one of the previous head coaches
didn't
saying
this.
Did
they also not do a title game for a long time?
Wasn't that their Baylor-TCU problem?
They started one eventually, yes.
Yeah, that's right, because TCU-Baylor was co-champs in 14, yes. Despite the fact that they played.
And there was a head-to-head winner.
They lost the playoff spot. That was the Urban title.
That was, yeah.
You guys might have a natty if they
might have, yeah. If the Big 12 had a conference title game, Oregon might have a national championship.
Or if the conference said, you guys played, here was the winner, that's the team.
You are the conference champion.
They're definitely getting in.
Yeah. Thanks for that reminder. That's great. Maybe I could gather every year and listen to the replay of that non-existent Oregon national championship.
Think of it this way.
You got it.
That happening led you to wear that awesome t-shirt where you still remember 94.
That's a 95.
What you guys doing that Rose Bowl?
Look, it doesn't matter, Bob. Okay. It was a big deal to be there. Okay. We're just excited to be here.
You know, any comments about my alma mater?
It's a big opportunity, okay?
I'm already there with you. You can't dunk on me.
We're just happy to be involved for once, all right? It's been a long time since we've been to a Rose Bowl in 1995, okay? There was a long gap there between Rose Bowl appearances for Oregon. All right, what do you got? What's more embarrassing than Pirates fans?
So this wasn't yesterday. I saw this at the end of our last segment, and I'd like to know how this is handled. You would be able to explain this.
Okay, I got you.
Gold Glove finalists were announced, and Cal Raleigh's not one of the three finalists for catcher.
Wait, what? Say, huh?
The Gold Glove finalists got announced for each position, and I think there's three for everyone. Cal Raleigh's not one of the three catchers.
Now, look, I don't have Root Sports, so I'm not going to sit here and pretend as if I've watched Mariner games all year because I don't have the ability to do so. So Mariner fan will have to chime in here. Was he bad defensively? That is genuinely confusing.
Well, the one stat that's kind of becoming Tez's Bo's brother is zero pass balls for Cal Raleigh this regular season. I think his first one was it just happened.
In the playoffs, yeah. The other night he had one in Toronto.
So, was he good? That's pretty big metric, I would say, at catcher. Is to not have a pass ball, and he had zero of them. Here are your finalists.
Okay, who are the catchers?
Dylan Dingler. Tigers.
The Dingler.
The Dingler. Carlos Navaja. not Cal Raleigh. Navaez? I almost went with that Fox News host. You remember when that? Guadalajara. You remember that guy? You remember that cut?
I do.
He said the car.
Just the way that your voice went up in the middle of that last name.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Started it, and then you were like, uh-oh, I don't know how this thing's going to end.
I don't know how to say the name.
I'm going to go up in octave.
Narvaez? Sure. I hope there's an R in there. I'm going to stop. He's the catcher for the Red Sox. I'm sure he had a great year. Alejandro Kirk.
Yes.
Blue Jays.
Blue Jays. He's a tank. I know him.
Damn.
That was phenomenal.
Well, I saw the ending in it.
Well done. That was... That's why we're the 19th ranked mid-market morning show in the country. Right there. That reading of a last name might push us into the top 15.
Does Lucy Birch know how to say his name?
We'll test that out.
Just
coming
say,
up top
who
of the
is
hour.
The Red Sox catcher this year?
Who's the catcher, and is he better than Cal Raleigh defensively?
Because she actually goes to games.
There is nothing more irrelevant in sports, and this is going to be a grandiose statement, but I don't care. I'm going to keep going anyways. There is nothing more irrelevant in sports than individual baseball awards.
I disagree, dude. Gold Glove is a pretty big one to me.
I'm not saying it's not a big one. Name me anybody that won a Gold Glove last year.
Cal Raleigh.
Okay, sans
well,
Cal Raleigh.
He won Platinum.
He did. Sans Cal Raleigh. Anybody.
Didn't Julio win it?
I don't know. You tell me.
Who won the shortstop Gold Glove?
I this is exactly
those.
My point. You don't know anymore because they announce it and like these are just the finalists.
These are finalists.
They're not going to announce these things till like November something.
Yeah.
And it's going to be in the heat of football season. And there's going to be a random MLB Network show on in the morning of like, hey, did you see who won the Gold Gloves? Did you see who won the MVP?
He's also a center fielder for the Red Sox. I don't know how to say his first name.
Who won the Cy Young last year?
Scooble. Am I right?
I get
you. You asked as if you had him up.
Last year, who won the Cy Young?
Scooble.
Okay. In the American League, who won it in the National League?
Skeens.
Skeens did not win it.
No, he did not. It was Wheeler.
It was not Wheeler.
No, it was my guy,
it
Sale.
It was your guy.
It was Chris Sale.
It was Chris Sale.
Had a great year for the Bravos, and you know who picked that? Lucy Birch.
She did?
She said Chris Sale's going to win the Cy Young, and I laughed, and I went, Chris Sale?
Probably got good odds on that at the start of the year.
They were plus 9,000?
Yeah, that's pretty good right there.
Yeah.
You take that if you can get it.
He was pretty down there.
Any clue who won in 2023?
Why are we playing this game?
No
still?
Idea.
Can you
because
move on?
My point is, I think baseball and the way they handle awards, I'm not saying they're not important. Like, they used to matter, and we used to know, and that was something we used to track, I feel like.
Well, they mattered when I cared a little bit more about the regular season of baseball.
No doubt about it. I'm just saying.
Or my guys are in it.
They if these are not, like, actually, this is a whole other conversation we could have. Did you see what Cristobal said on the Heisman last week?
Oh, I missed that.
So he was doing an interview. He was asked about the Heisman, and he basically said, why would we not tie into, when we're talking value and importance of the sport, why would the postseason not count?
Oh, I did see that.
Like,
okay.
There's no postseason award. That. Like, there's in the NFL, there's a Super Bowl MVP for the, like, right? There's another award that you can win at the end of the year that MVPs are largely in the mix to go compete for. But his whole point was, why would we not have the postseason be a part of it?
Well, isn't this helping Cal right now for the MVP and the AL?
But the votes are already in.
Season?
The votes are in. It's done. The people have already submitted their votes.
Oh, they don't announce
That's
it
That's how
until...
we know who the finalists are. The voting is done. So my whole point is...
Because they don't announce it for like another month.
When are people paying the most attention to baseball?
Oh, postseason.
Right now, right? We just went over the numbers and how good they've been in the Toronto series, the Mariner. Why is there not a specialty show this morning announcing who the MVP is? And who the Cy Young Award winners are, and who the Gold Glovers are.
Well, yeah, the NBA famously used to, and I think they still do, hand the MVP out before a playoff game.
Usually the guy who wins it is meeting the commissioner pregame in the playoff game, getting the award.
Getting the big trophy.
That happens to all the awards. I remember the year CJ won, was it comeback player did he win? Or sixth man, he most improved. He won one of those. I remember at a playoff game.
He was
getting
most improved.
Most improved, probably getting the award at center court. You're like, hey, the team can, you know, give you a round of applause. Instead,
CJ is sixth man. That was funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Should have been.
He should have been. Yeah, I digress. We don't get these awards until early in the year. Next year. And guys are on different teams. It's just, all of it's dumb. It doesn't make any sense.
When does the NFL hand out the MVP award?
They have a big award show. I want to say it's in that week leading up to the Super Bowl.
It's between the conference and the Super Bowl?
I'm pretty confident in saying that I think they have that.
That's right. They have a ceremony, the NFL honors.
NFL honors.
Ceremony.
And everybody gets together, and it's the downtime of before.
February 6th.
Yes, the week before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But baseball waits until their season is done. So I will.
I feel like we don't find this out until January.
It might
sometimes.
Even be later
be wrong
than November.
On that, but it
yes.
feels like it's that long.
It ends up being a SportsCenter update from Swag, and you're like, oh. So they. Oh, he won the MVP. Okay. Cool.
And they're having a good moment, too. The viewership's up. You should feel good about this, but then they don't do that.
This is my whole point. So how is Kyle Raleigh not a finalist? I don't know. You want to say that last name one more time? You want to give it one more shot?
I think we're over. We need
a break. Oh, we got a break. Okay, we got
I apologize. Obviously, he's a stud player.
He's good defensively, I hear.
Do you know how to say his name?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't. I'm not going to help you out on that
I bet you it's real easy, though.
Probably.
Like Lucy's going to say, and I go, of course. Of course it's that simple.
Navarez? No? Well, Mariner fans are chiming in saying a bunch of hogwash that Cal Raleigh is not a finalist.
It's ridiculous.
That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm going to get to a baseball question coming up here in a few moments. There was a topic from the preseason that went away that now might be back at the forefront.
Narvaez.
There you go.
I just saw it and I kind of bailed.
You kind of bailed. You panicked. You panicked halfway through.
I don't want to say somebody's name wrong.
No.
I hate when I do that and I'm not great with it. And then it happens to me in my life.
Sprague. Welcome back into Dirt and Sprague here for the next hour and 20 minutes. I have a stat for you that I'm wondering if you could tell me the answer to, Bob. The league average in the NFL this year on completion percentage on throws over 20 plus air yards. Okay, following 20 yards in the air, downfield shots. The league average is 40.3% completion percentage across the entire NFL. There are two quarterbacks in the NFL right now that are completing 70% of their deep balls.
On that measurement, 20 plus?
On 20 yard throws or
two.
More. Two of them in the NFL. Number one and number two, who are they?
Now, in terms of, like, actually making the throws, are they in the, like, the, their sample size is good enough?
It's not a one-star guy. Both of them have started every game for their team.
Baker.
It's not it is not Baker, no.
Darnold.
Sam Darnold is number two in the NFL at 70.8%. 70.8.
Okay, I'm trying to think.
Taking shots down the field, and you're completing 70% of your passes?
JSN's really good.
He's very
and
good.
He's putting it right on the money.
Yes, he is.
Second guy? I want to guess Rodgers randomly, but
he's having a very good
I've
year.
I've watched
but it is
him,
not
and
Aaron
he's
Rodgers.
Not moving it down quite like that.
He's been solid, but he's not to that level.
It's Bo Nix
pushing it down the field.
It's Bo Nix.
It is not Bo Nix. No, Bo don't know. Bo ain't on that stat.
Is it crazy? I'm thinking Spencer Rattler.
It is not Spencer Rattler. It's a quarterback who just played against Spencer Rattler.
Oh,
number one in the NFL. Drake May is completing 71.4% of his passes on throws of 20 yards or more. 71.4. The league average is 40.3.
Yeah. You're a big Vrabel guy. You like Drake May. I didn't watch the game specifically, but like when I saw the game highlights and saw it on the red zone, I'm just going to tell you right now, I actually had a lot of disgust. It's not fair. They had 20 years
I know.
Of a good quarterback, a great quarterback, dare I say the GOAT quarterback.
Yes.
And now they've got another one, and he's like 21 years old. Like, what is this, the Packers, the Colts? You get a franchise quarterback?
At least with the Packers in this entire run, they've won two Super Bowls. It's not like they were shoved down our throat and played in 17 of them over 20 years.
Yeah,
Brady won
wrong.
Six in New England, and then he lost, what,
and the Colts
two
only
or three?
Won one.
The Colts only got
Manning
one.
Yeah.
They only got one. So, those organizations are lucky, but it ain't like, I mean, New England won six of these damn things.
This is just ridiculous because he might have had it. I don't know if it's statistically, that looked like his best game of his career. And I know it's the Saints.
Yeah.
And I know he beat the Bills the week before.
Yeah.
He was dialed in that game.
He was really good, man.
And suddenly,
I just saw that stat yesterday and I'm like, who would have guessed that at the start of the year? All the questions about Darnold, is he a downgrade? Everybody said he's a downgrade from Geno Smith. Now Geno Smith's talking about how he needs to, like, sacrifice a chicken or something because he thinks they're cursed, and that's why they're having the luck that they're having with turnovers.
They have a bad offensive line. That certainly
doesn't
help.
And he throws a lot of bad picks. That's what he did in Seattle. Like, I shouldn't say that. The analytical crowd always tried to overlook that as if it didn't happen. He wasn't throwing terrible red zone interceptions all the time.
Yeah.
And this idea that just wasn't his fault or we're just going to disregard the fact that he turns the ball over that way. That has continued. He throws a lot of bad interceptions and their offensive line is bad. It's not all on him. Darnold has unquestionably been an upgrade. And Drake May, to me, has been one of the stories of the NFL.
Oh, I don't think it's...
So much talk in the year came into Caleb finally having an offensive coordinator. Bo was in the playoffs. Daniels is in the NFC title game. Like, you go through the list of guys. McCarthy's making his debut, and here comes Drake May, who's having a better season than any of them.
Well, people did... I mean, I don't want to act like people didn't bring up the Patriots with Vrabel year one and Drake May maybe taking a leap, because some in New England loved what they saw. I saw kind of a mixed review for a young quarterback, so I really didn't know where I was.
And to be fair, how many quarterbacks don't have a mixed reviews? Daniels, he's an outlier of a guy who's oh my God, that was the NFC title game.
So here's an interesting note. Now, it's projected, right? You're taking what you have and you're sampling out. Jaden Daniels' stats right now is projected to be 2,400 yards, 20 touchdowns, 3 picks.
Yeah. Those are really good numbers. Not the volume.
Those aren't amazing.
But the touchdown interception ratio is outstanding, and I will always give young quarterbacks credit for that.
Okay.
20-3 would be a hell of a split.
20-5 for one quarterback. He was killed for it last year.
You're not wrong.
And his completion percentage is 62%. That was also Caleb Williams' completion percentage.
Yes,
so
you're not wrong.
Drake Mays is projected to be 4,300 with 28 touchdowns and 6 picks.
That'd be a hell of a year, too. His numbers this weekend, by the way, you asked if it was the best of his year. 18 of 26, 261, 3 touchdowns, no picks.
Not from success. Just right now, from a numbers projection standpoint, Caleb and Drake are set right now. They're on the trajectory to have the two best numbers of all those quarterbacks.
Did anybody hear on Monday Night Football Troy Aikman taking a dump on Caleb Williams? Did anybody catch that on the broadcast? Because I keep seeing these stories. It's like the Bears are responding to what Troy Aikman said, and I was quad boxing Monday, and I didn't have the audio on of that game.
Well, I went back and forth on it, so I might have missed it. He certainly has had moments where he kind of calls out, like, you can't throw that ball there.
Yeah. I feel like he's very honest, and I don't know. I'm a big Aikman guy. But I was just curious if it truly was above board or if Chicago's just got their panties in a bunch and that's why they're responding to this.
I mean, I said this about Caleb because he's becoming a weird thing where his numbers aren't awful. Look, he is not a perfect quarterback. I'm not even telling you he's the best in his class or even second. I just, for every couple good plays he has some real stupid ones where you go, you literally didn't see that linebacker, did you?
Yeah.
And the guy will drop it. He still feels very untrustworthy. They have bad red zone numbers for touchdowns. So I don't think it's absolutely out of line for Troy Aikman to kind of say what we're all kind of seeing of like...
The context I read was basically him saying, I don't think it's been that. Like the
numbers
weren't exactly what you were seeing with your eyes. The numbers were a little misleading.
I kind of agree with it, dude. And you know me, I'm a big Caleb
guy. Yeah.
I kind of agree. I don't look at him and fully trust it. Again, when they get to the red zone, they had that stat during the game. Like, they were on a real run of no touchdowns and, like, 36 straight trips to the red zone. Like,
short fields, man. It's hard to throw balls
down there.
And
maybe I had that stat a little wrong, but, like, I know that they showed a bad red zone stat. They cannot get touchdowns down there. He's shown some improvement, and he still looks like a little bit of a, I'm learning this still in a lot of ways.
I think the reality of him will always be that he's a controversial lightning rod for really dumb reasons, but he is, and that leads us to grade him on a different scale. And it goes back to the quarterback stuff that I talk about all the time of, like, why do we hold certain guys accountable for some things, and some guys get flack for not winning playoff games, but others are just skate. Some guys get called injury prone, but other guys don't get called injury prone.
So here's a stat. So I finally found it. Caleb was 6 of 8 going into their second drive or during their second drive for 56 yards.
Okay.
6 of 8.
Okay.
Aikman, he said this line as soon as there was an incompletion. He's been off tonight.
Mm. And that's what led to that's what cut people. What are we doing? Can we stop being so sensitive as fans and people criticize our teams? Is that possible?
The main broadcast guys of the biggest games, they bring it out of people because you're being highlighted, right? You're in front of the nation more so than almost every other team.
Yeah.
You don't want those guys crapping on your dudes, even if there is truth to it. It just doesn't feel good. Remember years ago, wasn't it Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, Seahawk fans, were protesting to not allow them to be in to call a game anymore?
I believe you are correct there, The 12s didn't want them allowed. Not allowed in the stadium.
This brings it out of people, man. Monday Night Football highlights, it brings it out of people.
What do people want? Propaganda with other teams, too? Or is it just your team that you want propaganda for? Like, Duck fans did this last week with people who picked Indiana.
Well, you know where I struggle with the most? Like, Baker had a couple plays to Egbuka, and one looked like a bad throw, and the other, not having all 22 access and not having been at any one point in my life close to sniffing high-level football player.
Yeah.
I have a hard time sometimes with these throws and replays. Like this throw of Caleb where Aikman says he's been off. We don't always know who is wrong with specifically the play. Like,
so much of it is reads from receivers and quarterbacks on the same page. Like, hey, this guy goes here, I sit.
Versus keep going, right? Like, he's leading versus he's throwing ahead. I don't know what the coach or the play is actually asking there. On this play, you could make a point that Caleb's saying, dude, you're supposed to be more here, not where you sat. Egbuka had this bad throw by Baker. Very next throw, he threw it behind him, and maybe that was a point where Baker thought, you should sit. You're right open in a zone. Like, get
why
the ball,
are you
and then
still
move.
Running? Sit down and get your catch.
Like, Lanning brought this up, and other coaches will bring this up, of just like...
it falls on the
Dante
OC and the quarterback.
Dante wasn't great, but the receivers weren't running their right routes. Yeah. Like, that's information we don't have in the moment, and so we always think bad throw quarterback versus maybe that guy shouldn't have done this or should have been here.
Yeah, totally fair point. I did, two guys that have had outstanding years so far. Over 70% throwing the ball 20-plus yards down the field. Over 70%. How many quarterbacks just have 70% total on the season in the NFL?
My only hang-up on, not Darnold per se, my only hang-up is the Seattle, the Darnold numbers are truly great. Their offense still feels, I don't know, man, kind of clunky.
I just need to see him win a home game. That's what I need to see.
Right now,
Seattle.
Your completion percentage leaders
yeah,
are
who's the leader?
Goff at basically 76.
Okay.
Drake May is 73.2.
How about that?
Daniel Jones is 71.7. Dak 71.6, Lamar 71.6, Stroud 70, Darnold 70.
That's more than
Tyrod
I would have
Taylor 70.
Well, that's a no countsies.
No countsies. Jordan Love 70, okay. And then Tua right there, 69.
Yeah, I had a bad read on that. I would have guessed that more guys were high 60s, maybe a few in the low 70s. That's more than I would have given a credit for. But pushing the ball down the field for May and Darnold, it is working. I was going to ask a Flyer question. We'll get to that coming up at the top of the hour.
Philadelphia Flyers?
Not the Philadelphia Flyers. Who are you taking a Flyer on? You got to take a Flyer. But make you take
all right, welcome back in. Lem 51, Lucy Burge coming up top of the hour. She on YouTube. They're noodling over there.
We got people.
I see the minds.
We got brains together in
the
that room.
Meeting of the minds.
Trying to figure it out.
Yes.
We'll get to who are you taking a Flyer on in the final hour and Statter story. It's a load of final hour. M's game 3 today in Seattle. Big one. Big final hour coming up.
Patrick highlighted something kind of, look, I'm torn here because as a football fan, I don't always allow every advanced analytic. People use them when they want. They use them for their team in a positive way. I don't let every advanced analytic dictate the opinion.
No, nor should you.
I love how nerdy, like, PFF is. I get into it. I check it all, right? Patrick just told us during the break that PFF ranked Caleb the worst quarterback this past week of all the quarterbacks. And I'm like,
is that possible? Like, I don't think he was unbelievable. It wasn't like, oh my God, this guy's an MVP, but I didn't watch the game, think he's the worst quarterback in the league that week. I watched a lot of football this weekend. You're telling me he was worse than Dylan Gabriel?
Dude, I watched
what am I
Justin
missing here?
Fields.
Justin
play
Fields
London.
Had negative total yards passing.
Like, yeah, he finished with 17 of 29 for 252, an 8.7 average, a throwing touchdown, and a rushing touchdown.
Cooper Rush got benched in the Baltimore game. He was 11 of 19 for 70 yards, and he threw a pick. Like,
I don't know how to gauge
I'm not the
that,
biggest
dude.
Caleb guy, but that's ridiculous.
What analytics would you be it's using to conclude that?
It's just genuinely dumb is all it is, and it doesn't make any sense. This is one of the reasons why I turned into a pro Darnold over Geno guy last year when this debate was happening in the offseason.
Yeah.
Of all the advanced analytics that were trying to
they
sell me that Geno was
face.
Like a top six. I'm like, no, he's not. I have eyes. I watch him play.
I know.
He's fine. I'm not saying he's terrible.
Yeah.
But like this idea that he's something that he's not would drive me nuts. Anyways, I digress. I don't know if we're going to have enough time here. Maybe we can noodle this for the final hour. Maybe we can even hold it for tomorrow. Do you remember the biggest debate around baseball going into the start of the season?
How could you forget?
Exactly. It was primarily about, is there going to be a course correction from Major League Baseball owners over what the LA Dodgers are doing right now? Remember how much we talked about that? How they're doing all this deferred money. There's no salary cap. Should there be a floor? Should there be a salary cap? And we are now 6 wins away from potentially the Dodgers winning back-to-back World Series. And I remember this being a thing in March and April of like, if they go win it again, the MLB owners are not going to react kindly to it because they're getting away with something that we could argue every team should be able to do.
Well, it is legal.
It is legal. Technically, it is legal.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. Will it be legal for long? So the payroll differences, just if you're curious. Dodgers payroll this year, $321 million. That's number 2. Somehow the Mets missed the playoffs with a higher payroll. $321 million. Somebody texted in earlier, and I didn't fact check it, I'm just going to believe it, that Blake Snell makes more money this year than the entire Brewers starting pitching rotation. The Brewers payroll is 23rd in baseball at $115 million.
Yeah.
And the Seattle payroll is 16th in baseball at $146 million. You have nearly a $200 million gap between the payrolls of these two teams. And I know Seattle's not done yet. They still got 2 more games to go. Let me find where Toronto is at. Toronto is 5th, 239.
So yeah,
that Vladdy deal was a big one, and they've Springer and some of the other guys that they've signed. I just am saying buckle up because this will be a big, big, big conversation if the Dodgers go on to win another World Series.
And as we highlighted in that moment, why was this not a thing for the Yankees when they had their run?
Yep.
It's just the picking and choosing of which big spenders can go on a dynasty run is – Stupid. It's nonsense. Do I like that Shohei is willing to play for $6 million a year and just bypass $600 million for a decade? No. I'm jealous of that as a Braves fan. But, you know, I saw Pat Murphy last night. He was doing his post-game press conference. He just looked dejected. You know, his team's getting shut down. And he's answering all these questions, being a true professional. And I'm just thinking, if I'm Pat Murphy, you know what I want to say? Have you seen the payroll?
We need more college football coaches in baseball. Is that what you're telling me? We need more Mike Gundys?
You know, it'd be like, look, it is.
How am I supposed to compete with that?
I mean, what do you want from me? Kike Hernandez is maybe their worst player. I'm terrified of facing him. Like, I don't know what you do there.
Andy Páez is one of their worst players, and he had the walk-off hit to win the last series.
There's a Japanese player that's the best. They're going to get him, and they're going to get him at a discounted rate, and I don't know what to do about that here in Milwaukee.
I just buckle up, dude. This will be a big thing all Major League Baseball. Will the owners actually have the balls to do something about it? What do they do about it? What is the right thing to do? I don't have the answer to those questions, but I guarantee you that this will be the biggest story if the Dodgers are to win will be, how do we not let that happen anymore?
I think, too, I told Luke this during the break because he's going to game four.
Yeah.
We'll see what they do tomorrow in game three. I told him, I go, look, the Rangers randomly winning is fun for a Rangers fan. They beat the Diamondbacks, and they were both wild card teams.
That was one of the more irrelevant World Series we've seen in a while.
If you win your first World Series and it's against that Dodger team, talk about a title that you just...
Yes.
We're meeting in downtown Seattle in 180 years to relive that one. 100%.
We're going to the radio broadcast.
We're going to the radio broadcast.
Put on the feed. Here, the end of October. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Who are you taking a flyer on? Stat or story, game three in Seattle. And we start with Lucy Burge, our good friend. Will it be on YouTube? Tune in, find out. We'll kick out the final hour there next. 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.